Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I'm continuing my series on creating a life you truly love. I hope you can hear the laughter in my voice because it's all connected to this show. So we're going to talk about being in the frequency of the problem. And when you are in the frequency of the problem, it's very difficult to create anything. Especially a life you truly love. And I'm gonna have a sip of coffee. I'm kind of bummed. I went out to get coffee and it looks like it was like either the first cup that they brewed, and so it's like really, 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 really light, or it was the end of the pot. I don't know, but it does not look like my normal coffee. I just switched from Americanos back to regular coffee. And so I'm kind of bummed. I wish this cup had an extra shot of something in it. All right, let's talk about the frequency of the problem. So I went out to get my coffee. And I went out a little later than I normally do. So I was in a bit of a traffic. And so I was like, all right, I'm sitting here in this traffic. Let me put some affirmations on. And so I put it on. And my first thought was like, ugh, like something deep in me was like, ugh, right? And I was like, oh, what is this spirit? I'm rejecting affirmations. I live for a good affirmation. And I realized in that moment was I was repelling good. Right. And so I've been in, you know, the last couple of days I've been in the frequency of a problem. My spirit guides were like, yeah, you're in a frequency of a problem. You're not. Of course, you're going to have this reaction. Like I just touched a scalding stove, playing this recording. And it took me a second to adjust. And then I got into it and I'm like, oh, that's real. Right. And so it's very difficult, one more time, to create a life you love when you are in the frequency of the problem. When you are, even when you are trying to solve it, trying to do everything to fix it, you're in the frequency of the problem. When you are worst case scenarios, oh my God, what could go wrong? I call it negative future casting. Negative forecasting is what I've been calling it as of late. All of that is in the frequency of the problem. And I think this is the trickiest part about manifestation, because we go to these tools, honestly, when we're in a problem, right? And and I do think it can help you shift back into a higher vibrational state, whether it's an affirmation, a meditation, some journaling, any other form of practice. But in order to get to where you want to be, you've got to raise yourself above the problem. You've got to find a new energy space is the best way I can describe it when you're in the moment. So, if you've been manifesting for a while and you're on the journey and you're like, nothing's moving, nothing's happening, it's because you're in the frequency of not only just nothing is happening, but the absence of the thing that you want, right? You're focused on the problem. And so how do you move out of that? So I think first of all is awareness. Right? Because the moment that I had the awareness that I was in the frequency of the problem, not the frequency of what I wanted, then things started to shift for me. And I immediately chuckled. I laughed about it. I thought it was funny because I was like, whoa. For me, it's funny because I'm like, I live a whole life of this stuff. And so I got myself, mired in a problem and getting in the way of my miracle. And I live for the miracle. And so if you can think about it, here's you. And then your answer, your solution, your path is above you. That's the best way I can describe it to you. And the problem is where you're standing, right? And you have to essentially leave that space. So it's not even like you're going to go up. It's almost like you're going to go over, right? And so the easiest way to go over one, or to put yourself in a new box, and again, it can be lateral. It doesn't have to be an upward motion to start. It can just be a side, the side of it. You're getting out of the box of the problem. And it feels weird because you think, well, if I'm not focused on the problem, then am I solving the issue? So you have to kind of go adjacent to it, which is really challenging because we build so much momentum around solving the problem. Like, I solve this problem, right? And so to slow that, it's going to feel weird. And so the fastest way to do that is what I said. You need to find a way to laugh. It's interesting. I was going through, I'm doing some back end stuff on my website right now. And I came across a program I had offered some time ago, and I wound up turning it into a session called Laugh Your Way Well. And really, that's what it takes. You know, you need something to chuckle at. It needs to stop feeling so severe and serious. And it doesn't even mean that you suddenly see the way and you're like, I'm on the path and I'm moving forward. You don't even have to do that. You just need to lighten the mood. And one of the fastest ways to do that is a little laughter. And even just laughing at yourself, like, right? You can laugh at yourself and be like, haha, I'm stuck in my problem. And here I am working like a mad woman to get out of it. And all I'm doing is just kicking up a lot of dust. Isn't that funny? I now just need to step to the side and be with the sensation of, my spirit guides are describing it in this moment as almost like a nothingness. It's not. You're still fully present and aware of all that is occurring, but now you're not so, you're not so mired in it, right? And so it's a lightening. I want to be clear. It's not even like you suddenly take on a whole bunch of new thoughts and perspectives. You just need to clear the heaviness. And I find that my clients who exercise regularly, they can clear it really easily, but I'm not going to say that exercise is the only way to do it. But I definitely see, like, the clients I have that have a regular fitness practice that they're like devoted to, they can get out of the problem energy and make that sidestep a lot faster. So, and it, essentially my spirit guides are saying it's just movement, right? It's energetic movement. And it doesn't need to be movement upward, right? Movement upward will come after you step outside of the problem. Because deep down, you know that there is a solution. That's why you're trying to find it. Deep down, you know that that doesn't need to be your reality. So that's why you're trying to get out of that present reality. But the trying and the exertion of it is what's keeping you stuck, right? And so what can you do on a practical side? Find a way to laugh. There's one. And even, again, just laugh at yourself. Like, oh, here I am doing that thing. And it's not going to work. And I know how it works. I just need to take a little step to the side. Physical movement, moving your body, will help. The tricky thing with me with movement is I'll say, okay, now I'm going to go take a walk. But I'll be walking and thinking about the whole problem. Right? So that doesn't work. And I don't want to say it's not a full on take your mind off of it, though in the moment it's going to feel that way. Because I don't want you, I think sometimes when people say, oh, just take your mind off of it, it can become a slippery slope in the sense that you might run from your problem. You might not deal with it, right? You'll just put it over on the side, but you're still in the problem. No, what I'm talking about is you consciously shift your gaze elsewhere. And again, I would not encourage you to go up immediately because you kind of can't, you know, you got to get out of the murkiness, the darkness, the fear, the stress, the worry, the embarrassment of whatever situation you're in. And then you have to move into, okay, yes, that is there. And I am here. And yes, I know there's a way. And I'm open and receptive to it. So my spirit guides are saying in this moment, you're moving out of, I've got to solve this, I've got to solve this, into, I'm open to the idea of a solution. I am willing to be present in this moment and see everything I need to see and do everything I need to do and feel everything I need to feel and learn everything I need to learn without feeling like you also need the answer, right? I think when we're in the problem, a part of it, it's like, why don't I have the answer? I should already have the answer. Why don't I have the answer? Because you can't see it. So you do have it. That's what's crazy. You do have it. You just don't feel that way and you can't see that way because you're in the energetic state of problem, 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 and it has a frequency. And so you'll know if you're in that place because you'll probably be kind of pissed off. you're probably not using your spiritual tools. And if you are using your spiritual tools, you're using them from the vantage point of like a wishful thinking. Like it's just a magic wand and it's going to heal and do everything. Yeah. Because even our spiritual tools, my spirit guides are showing me, is adjacent to whatever present moment we're in, right? It's a way for us to make that side step, right? So that we can be receptive to divine guidance. Because when you're in the problem, it's like you're locked in a box. You are locked in a box. And so nothing can come in and nothing can go out, even as you fight, kick, scream, right? And sometimes you just need to pause, remind yourself that you know that there is a way out. Let go of the story that it should be easier. It should be already be here. It should not be like this. And embrace the fact that, all right, I get to slow down. I get to slow down. And this urgency I feel to get out of this problem isn't real. So you have to give that urgency over to the universe, even if it is an urgent problem. And remind yourself that running towards anything, chasing anything, is only going to make the thing run the other way, right? And so what do? You think about something else. You think about something adjacent to it. Which is hard. I won't even pretend that, especially if you feel, oh my God, I got to get this solved. Yeah, it's really hard to shift away from the thing without, here's the tricky thing. The human nature would be like, oh, well, if I shift my focus away from it, then I'm not dealing with it. Yeah, that happens a lot. I see it happen with people all the time that they'll be like, oh yeah, Amy, I'm just taking a little break. And then the break has been like 4 weeks because now you don't want to deal with it, right? And that is when I see people go backwards. You know, I've been really obsessed with the idea of people going backwards, or us as humans going backwards. Because I believe we always need something to be up to, right? Humans need something to be up to. So, you know, that impulse within us will be up to something that's taking us back to where we've already gone. And so, so the path forward is usually a sidestep, a little laughter, a little reminding yourself that you just need to stop pushing against the box you're locked in, that there is an easy way out. And just because you haven't figured out that easy way out doesn't mean anything about you, right? I think that's the other piece to it. So my spirit guides keep flashing this image of like being trapped in like a cardboard box. And it's like, it's a cardboard box. We all know how to get out of it, but we're fighting, right? And we can't break it. And we can't get the flaps to open. And so we have to just kind of sit there for a minute and my spirit guides are saying it's almost like you have to remind yourself of what it's like not being in the box, right? And it's from that place that the clarity will show up and you can in fact step into the solution you already know is available to you. So creating a life you truly love requires that you spend less time focused on the problem and more time focused on a life without a problem. Who would I be in this moment if this thing wasn't present? Who would I be if I'm not stressing out because this dude didn't text me back? Who would I be if I wasn't concerned that my bonus isn't going to be as high as I thought? Who would I be if I felt like I was working for people who loved and respected me? Who would I be? Who would I be, right? Because again, in that moment of who would you be if that thing wasn't present, you wouldn't be focused on a problem, right? A little esoteric, this show, a little metaphysical, a little heady, but I like it. So a little bit of laughter. Stop fighting. Stop chasing. Let the energy of the problem move through you so that you can be present with the idea of who you would be if there were no problem, and then be that person, right? And you'll know if you're focused on the problem, because it's like what I was saying with when I put the affirmations on, something in you will initially like reject it. Ugh. Right? Or feel sad. You know, I think I think sometimes when people come to this work and the work doesn't seem to be working, they start to really resent it. And so that's how you'll know that you're more focused on the problem and a quick fix solution instead of the wisdom that's already available to you. Does this make sense? All right. This is a long show. I didn't plan to talk this long about this. Hey, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you live a life you truly love, then I would love to support you. Please consider let's talk about Laugh Your Way Well. That's a session I'm offering now. Single session, really cool, based on the principles of laughing yoga. We get on a call and we just find the lightness in your circumstances. And once we can lift that darkness, once we can shift out of that seriousness, once we can bring some light into it, answers will unfold. And so it's called Laugh Your Way Well. And you can use it for any aspect of your life. Information on that is on my website under the drop-down, Work With Me. And then also consider the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package if you want some long-term support to help you transcend our humanly limitations and step into a life you truly love. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. It is always a joy to serve you. It's always a joy to share insights with you. I pray you are creating a life you absolutely, truly love. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.